Good morning.
大家早。
In 1992, United States men's Olympic basketball team, their nickname is Dream Team.
1992年美国有一个参加巴塞罗那市奥运会的篮球队，他梦幻之队，梦之队。
They got Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
这个队员都是一时之选啊，有Michael Jordan， 我这不翻中文了哈，是 Michael Jordan。
Magic Johnson and Larry Bird。
然后有这个魔术人 Magic Johnson， 还有这个 Larry Bird。
And Charlie Barkley。
其中也包括 Charlie Barkley。
And this team, 1992, they did won a gold medal for this country。
那这一队呢，既然是梦之队呢，当然是当年就是得到奥运的这个金牌。
And we can imagine in this world, if you want to get a team, you want to always try your best to find the best qualified player.
这是很容易想明白的一件事情。如果是你要派一个队最好的队的话，你当然是说选的成员都是最好的、最棒的。
And let us look at Jesus' dream team.
那我们看一下耶稣选出来所谓梦之队是怎么样一个队伍呢？
What is player in his team?
在耶稣的梦之队里面，他的成员是谁呢
？Simon and his brother Andrew.
好，第一个就是彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈。
And I would like to give you a little bit brief introduction about the members in his team.
所以我就跟大家稍微介绍一下耶稣的梦之队里面的成员有哪些人。
We know that Jesus came to start his ministry around 30 years old.
那我们知道耶稣他是在30岁的时候他出来传道。
And only for 3.5 years, and he was crucified and died and buried, and after 3 days he was resurrected.
然后在三年半的传道之后，他就被钉上十字架，然后死里复活。
And after resurrection, he stayed with his disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended into the heaven.
在复活之后，他与这些门徒跟信徒们相处有40日之久，然后呢，之后就升天了。
So his ministry only lasts 3.5 years.
所以他的这个侍奉呢，只有三年半。
And he started his ministry by calling disciples to follow him.
他的侍奉是从开始呼召这些门徒开始。
And after more than 2.5 years, then one day Jesus asked a question asked the disciple one question.
然后大概有两年半之后呢，耶稣就问了门徒一个问题。
What do you think? Who am I?
你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter.One of his disciples answered that you are Christ, the Son of God.
那其中一个门徒就是彼得，彼得他就说你是基督，你是神。
And then Jesus told his disciples not to tell anyone about this.
然后很奇怪，耶稣跟他的门徒说，你们不要告诉任何人这件事情。
And then Jesus started to give instruction to his disciples that he must go to the Jerusalem and hand it to the hands of elders, chief priests, and suffer, and then will be killed. But on the third day, he will be raised to life.
然后接着耶稣又指示门徒们说，他必须要到耶路撒冷去，然后受长老、祭司、文士的苦，然后而且被杀，而且三天以后要复活。
Let's focus on his disciple Peter.
那我们现在就专注在彼得的身上。
After Jesus told him.Or told all the disciples that he will be crucified, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus.
在耶稣讲了这段话以后，彼得的反应是什么呢？彼得就把耶稣拉到旁边，就是几乎用一种责备的语气来对耶稣说。
He said, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you."
他说：“主啊，这个事情万万不可发生在你的身上。”
In such a short sentence, he used "never" twice.
在这么短的一句里，他用了两次，绝对绝对不可。
And then Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the thing of God, but the things of men.
那耶稣就对彼得斥斥着彼得说：“撒旦，退后！因为你是我的绊脚石，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
Peter was called Satan. Could you imagine that?
那耶稣对彼得的称呼这里是撒旦，你可以相信有这么严厉的称呼吗
？And also stumbling block.
而且还是一个绊脚石。
And you are full of flesh.
然后你是属肉体的。
I would imagine that if anyone here over here that I ever use these three terms for you against you, I guess next Sunday I won't see you here.
啊，我相信啊，各位，如果我是用这种三种称呼来称呼你们各位之中的任何一个人，下个礼拜我大概就见不到您的面了。
But Peter, I call him Mr. Never.
然后我就说彼得就是一个所谓的万不可先生。
Then.Before Jesus was crucified, they gathered together.
那另外就在耶稣这个上十字架的前天晚上，他们就在聚集。
And right after dinner, Jesus started to wash all the disciples' feet.
那我们知道，在最后的晚餐吃过以后，耶稣就开始洗门徒的脚。
And then he washed one by one, and then came to Peter.
一一的洗过以后，就来到彼得的面前。
And then Peter said to Jesus, "Said Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
然后彼得就很惊讶的说：“主啊，你要洗我的脚吗
？”And Jesus replied, "Said you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
耶稣说：“我所做的你现在不明白，但是你日后必要明白。
”Then listen to what Peter said. No.You shall never wash my feet.
这里我们看到这位永远永不可先生又开始讲了说，你永不可洗我的脚。
And then Jesus answered, said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
意思就是说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份。
Now listen, Mr. Never say, "Then Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and also my head as well. Wash my whole body."
那我们这位绝不先生又开始讲了，说：“主啊，不但我的脚、我的手、我的头，通通要洗。”
So Mr. Never tell to Mr. Ever.
然后我们从一个绝对不可以变成一个绝对要的先生。
And then when they before they depart for Gethsemane, 他们要到克西马尼。
在他们到克西马尼园之前
，Jesus told them said.This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written in the Bible, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们要为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。”
And then Peter replied immediately, say, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will."
我们这个绝不先生又来了哈，这个就说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，但是我永不跌倒。
And then Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
但是耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，在鸡叫之前，你要三次不认我。
Let's listen to Peter said, "Even if I have to die with you."I will never disown you.
我们这位彼得老兄又来了。他说：“我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。”
And then when they got into the Gethsemane,
当他们到了克西马尼的那个园子里的时候
，And Jesus begged them, say, "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?"
耶稣就跟他们讲说：“你们能不能跟我同警醒片刻呢？”
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And actually, Jesus talked to Peter.
事实上，彼得，耶稣也是针对彼得说的。
And then when Jesus left to pray, and he fell asleep.
当耶稣去走开祷告的时候，他们又睡着了。
And then Jesus came back and begged them again, "Stay with me awake," but they still fell asleep.
所以当耶稣回来以后，再一次的请求他们说，可不可以跟我一起警醒片刻呢？但是他们还是睡着了。
And the third time, the same thing happened. They still fell asleep.
然后第三次，他们还是照样，还是睡着了。
And this is the dream team captain.
哦，我们看了刚刚这位彼得先生，就是我们所谓的梦之队的队长。
And then let's look into the second player, Andrew.
那我们再接着看第二个成员安德烈。
When he met Jesus, he immediately went to his brother Simon and tell him that we have met Messiah.
当安德烈第一次碰到耶稣的时候，他马上就回去告诉他的兄弟彼得说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And he took Peter to Jesus.
然后他把彼得带去给耶稣。
And during the Jesus ministry, he has fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
在耶稣的这个传道侍奉之中，他曾经以五饼二鱼来喂了这些五千人之多。
But before Jesus performed that miracle, Andrew took a child. He found that child. He got those 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那在耶稣行这个五饼二鱼的奇迹之前，安德烈他的最大的功能就是把一个小孩子带到耶稣面前。这个小孩子刚好就是有一个五饼二鱼。
And he took that child to Jesus.
他把这个小孩子带到耶稣的面前。
And again, in the latter part of Jesus' ministry, when they came to see, actually a couple of Greeks, they want to see Jesus.
那接着下来，耶稣继续的侍奉的时候呢，在过节的时候，有一些希利人，就是希腊，从希腊人来想要跟耶稣见面。
And Andrew took them to Jesus.
然后也是安德烈，他把这些人带到耶稣的面前。
So you can see his pattern.
啊，你看到他这一个他的惯例哈。
He didn't want to tackle any task.
他不想去做一些很麻烦的事情。
Whatever he came to him, he just shipped to Jesus.
然后有人来呢，他就负责把这个人带到耶稣面前，让耶稣来解决这些人的问题。
Okay, let's see another couple, brothers, James and John.
我们另外还有一个兄弟党，就是雅各跟约翰。
When Jesus first time met them both, and Jesus gave them a name called Boanerges, that means sons of thunder.
在耶稣刚刚跟他们认识他们的时候，耶稣给他们取两个兄弟取了一个绰号，叫做雷子。
Because they are sons of thunder means they got a very short temper.
就表示他们脾气非常的暴烈。
They got angry easily.
很容易动怒。
And through the ministry of Jesus, John actually came to Jesus and said, "Lord, we have seen a person driving out demon in your name." And we told him to stop because he was not following us.
那约翰曾经对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。
And then when Jesus got into a village and the villager did not welcome Jesus because Jesus faced to Jerusalem.
那另外还有一桩事，就是他们到一个这个村庄的时候，这些村庄人不接待耶稣，因为耶稣是朝着这个耶路撒冷的方向去走的。
So the sons of thunder, James and John, saw that and then talked to Jesus, say, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them because they don't welcome you?"
我们这一对雷子兄弟党就这个大发意气，就跟耶稣说，哎，主啊，你要不要在这个吩咐天上从火从天上降下来，把他们都烧灭。
And then when they got into a dinner, they both came to Jesus and said, "We would like to ask a favor for us. Whatever we ask, could you promise us?"
后来在耶稣这个最后的要进城的时候，他们就来跟耶稣说，哎，主啊，我们无论我们求什么，就求你给我们答应，好不好
？And we want to ask to sit at your right and at your left in your glory.
说在你这个荣耀的时候，我们要一个坐在左边，一个坐在右边，我们就是你的左丞跟右相。
And that is the time that Jesus is heading for Jerusalem for crucifixion.
那这个时候就是耶稣朝着耶路撒冷城，他必须要上十字架的时刻。
And what they care about is what is my, where is my position?
啊，他们所关心就是，哎，我的位置，啊，我的前途，我的位置。
And this is Jesus' dream team members.
这是耶稣的这个梦之队的成员。
And let's go into another one. It's called Philip and Bartholomew. It's also named Nathanael.
我们再看看这个腓力。
巴多罗马。
有巴德腓力跟巴德罗马，也就是拿单叶。
And Philip, when he met Jesus, he came to Nathanael.
当这个腓力他遇见耶稣以后，他就跑去找拿单叶。
And he told Nathanael, said, "We have found the one Moses wrote about the law."
他就跟拿单叶说，哎，我们看到了一位先生，他就是众先知所记的那一位，我们遇到了。
And he is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Nathanael respond immediately, say, "Nazareth, can anything good coming from there?"
然后拿单叶他马上就一个嘴脸出来，就说拿撒勒那个地方能出什么好人吗？那是什么了不起的先知吗
？And that means, who you are, Jesus?
然后就说对不起，耶稣先生，您是哪一位呢？您是谁呢？
And we talk about those five loaves, two fish miracle. At that time, actually, Philip did respond to Jesus because Jesus asked a question to test him.
然后我们刚刚提到所谓的五饼二鱼，其实那个时候耶稣有在测验他。
And Jesus asked Philip, say, "Where shall we buy bread for these 5,000 people to eat?"
其实耶稣先问这个腓力说，我们应该从哪里来买饼来喂饱这五千人之众呢
？And that is actually a test for Philip.
是这一个试验。
And then Philip responds, say, "Oh, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one of these to have a bite."
他的回答就是20两银子，也就是我们大概8个月的薪水吧。这么多钱也不够买足够的饼来喂饱五千人。
And then another occasion that Philip asked Jesus, say, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us."
还有另外一招事情，就是有人来西里，有几个西里人要来见耶稣。
And Jesus responded, said, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
好，腓力就去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣，然后腓力就对主耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Philip is a very practical person.
腓力他是一个非常实际，讲究实际的人。
Very scientific.
这个科学的头脑，讲理论的，讲逻辑的。
But without any faith.
但是就是信心的方面就是非常欠缺。
Okay, let's look into another team prayers, Matthew or Levi and Thomas.
好，我们再看另外一个成员呢，梦之队的成员。
Matthew actually, he was a tax collector.
那马太他原来是一个税吏。
When Jesus called him, he followed Jesus.
当耶稣在呼召他的时候，他马上就追随了耶稣。
And then he opened his house a dinner for Jesus.
然后他并且大开他的家门，然后摆上盛宴来招待耶稣。
And the people who came to the dinner actually is all the tax collectors and sinners.
然后来他家的这些所谓的贵客呢，都是一些所谓的税吏或者是有罪的人。
And at that time they were colonized by Roman Empire. So Matthew actually worked for the enemy to against Israel people.
那我们知道当时的以色列国是被罗马所统治的，所以这个马太等于是所谓的犹奸吧，因为他是为这个敌人做事的。
Actually, he's a traitor to Jews.
因为他是一个犹太人的认为眼中，他认为他是一个叛徒。
So the friends that he could invite all the tax collectors, all the traitors.
所以他能够邀请的一些所谓的贵宾，也就是一些所谓的犹太人眼中最看不起的收税的税吏的，或者是罪的人。
The other group is sinners, actually is prostitutes.
另外所谓的罪人，就是他们犹太人 所里的罪人就是所谓的妓女啊之类的。
So Jesus called this person is he blended with these people being isolated.
所以我们看到这个马太呢，他的所交游的人，也就是这一类的人。
And then let's look into Thomas.
那我们最后再看一下多马。
Thomas told Jesus because Jesus told the disciples, "Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me."
因为在这个他们就是最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣又对门徒说：“我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。没有人能够，如果人不经过我的话，不能够到父那里去。”
And Thomas asked a question, "Say, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?"
那多马就问了一个问题，说：“主啊，我们不知道你，连你到哪里去，我们都知道。”我们怎么知道那条路呢？
And then after Jesus' resurrection, all the disciples saw Jesus except Thomas.
然后在耶稣复活以后，所有的十一个门徒都看见了耶稣，除了这个多马以外。
And they told Thomas, "Say, we have seen the Lord."
然后这些门徒就告诉多马说：“哎，我们看见主了。”
But Thomas responded, "Unless I see the nail mark in his hand." And put my finger where the nail were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it.
哦，他就斩钉截铁说，除非看他手上钉痕，然后他用指头探入那个钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我就是不信。
Thomas is a person always suspicious about anything.
那我们知道多马就是所谓一个怀疑的多马，什么事情都要先怀疑个上三分。
And then James, son of Alphaeus, and also Simon, who was called the Zealot.
那另外一个他的成员就是所谓亚勒非的儿子雅各，还有一个所谓奋锐党的西门。
If we look into the Bible from all the gospel book, James, you never heard any word coming from him or any deed coming from him. He is Mr. Nobody.
如果您看这个四福音的话，我们根本就是没有听过，或者是他讲过任何一句话，就是一个默默无闻的一个人，他是一个就是不是什么人物。
And the other one, Simon, called Zealot. Actually, Zealot is a party, a political party of Jews.
那另外所谓奋锐党的西门，其实奋锐党在当时是一个反抗罗马政府的一个团体。
They focus on violence against Romans.
他们是主张以武力来推翻这个罗马政府。
They try to assassinate Romans officers.
然后他们身上就是常常会带着一些凶器来实行这个刺杀暗杀的工作。
They were full of hatred inside.
他们的心里就充满了一些恨。
Maybe now you should remember there's one person we have mentioned.He worked for Roman Empire. Who is that person?
那我们现在刚刚数了几位了，大家有没有数数？现在是不是还差一位
？That is Matthew, right? He is a tax collector. Now Jesus put these two people together. Could you imagine what kind of situation may come out?
您看这位所谓的梦之队的队员，有一个是税吏，一个是革命党人物。这两个人物摆在一起，会发出什么样的火？
Okay, let's look into the last two team members.
那另外最后一个队员
Judas, son of James, or it's also called Thaddeus.
他就是雅各的儿子犹大，或者是说达太的儿子犹大。
He did respond once in the Bible.
他的确在圣经里面有一些反应。
He asked Jesus, say, Lord.Why do you intend to show yourself to us, but not to the world or to other people?
那曾经问过耶稣是说，主啊，你为什么向我们显现，但是不向世人显现呢？
And then the last one is Judah, Iscariot. That means he became a traitor.
那最后一个也叫做犹大，那这个犹大就是所谓卖主的犹大。
Could you imagine that Jesus even include a traitor in his team?
您可以想象吗？耶稣的所谓这个梦之队里面，居然还有一个所谓的叛徒。
Okay, actually, this is just a background.
那刚刚讲的这一套东西，其实是一个背景而已。
We haven't even got into today's topic.
我们还没进入正题。
But don't worry, it will be very short.
放宽心，大家。
Okay, at the very, very beginning, Jesus' ministry, he did perform the very first miracle.
在耶稣他的在这个侍奉的开始的时候，他的确有行了一个奇迹。
And so after he performed the miracle and he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name.
那耶稣在行了他的第一个奇迹以后，他到耶路撒冷的时候，因为很多人看到他这个奇迹的所谓的记号，很多人就相信他了。
But what happened to Jesus?But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men.
但是耶稣的反应就很特别，他说耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人的心。
He did not need man's testimony about men, for he knew what was in a man.
他不需要你去 做些什么见证，因为他知道人心所存的是什么。
Okay, let's get intoToday's topic.
好，我们现在进入今天的正题。
The topic is confirmation of God's will.
今天的主题是讲明白确定上帝的旨意。
Actually, the more you know about Jesus, the better you will understand if I was led by Jesus will be a blessing.
你们越了解耶稣的话，越知道当我们能够跟随耶稣的话，这是一个最大的祝福。
That is why many, many Christians want to find out what is God's will on this issue or on that matter.
这也是为什么很多基督徒愿意在很多事情上都能够追求神的旨意。
And sometimes Christians came to the cross say, I really don't know which way to go because I'm not sure.
很多基督徒有这个经验，就说来到十字架上，呼喊说，我真的不知道应该是走哪个方向，因为我不知道，搞不清楚。
And let's look into Jesus, what happened to him if he got into this situation.
那我们看一下，当耶稣如果处在这样的一个处境的时候，他是做一个什么样的事情呢？
Let us read the verse together. I'll read in English if you're comfortable, follow me. Mandarin, follow 慧明子 sister.
好，我们这个经文请大家一起念好不好？英文就跟牧师念，中文就跟我念。
Okay, verse 12, let's go.One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God.
好，路加福音第六章第十二节，我们一起念。那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles.
到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
And let's go to next Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew.
这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名彼得，还有他兄弟安德烈，又有雅各和约翰。腓利和巴多罗马。
Apparently, Mandarin team is stronger, huh? So go for English group, huh? Okay, let's go. Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot.
马太和多马，亚勒非的儿子雅各和奋锐党的西门。
Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot.Whom became a traitor?
雅各的儿子犹大和卖主的加略人犹大。
Okay, bear with me. This is the very last. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples were there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him.And to be healed of their diseases.
耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上，同站的有许多门徒，又有许多百姓，从犹太全地和耶路撒冷并推罗西顿的海边来，都要听他讲道，又指望医治他们的病。
Those troubled by evil spirits were cured.
还有被巫鬼缠磨的也得了医治。
And the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all.
众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来，医好了他们。
Okay, now we get into business for today.
好，我们现在转入正题了。
How do you know, or how could you confirm this exactly God's will for you?
你怎么能够确定这就是神要对你讲的他的旨意呢？
Let's look into Jesus.
我们来看看耶稣。
At that moment, Jesus' ministry was extremely successful.
在这个时候呢，耶稣的这个传道的侍奉呢，是非常的受欢迎的。
Because many people gather around him.
因为有许多的人都来跟从他。
They want to listen to his sermon.
他们要听他讲道。
They are waiting for his healing.
他们要等着他来行医治。
So, because so successful, actually Jesus was so busy.
他因为受欢迎到一个程度，他就是忙的，吃饭的时间都没了。
And we know if a person is too busy, it's very tired and exhausted.
那我们知道，当一个人忙到这个程度的话，他一定是非常的疲倦的。
But if your career becomes so successful, actually, all in your mind is go forward.
但是当你一个事情就是做得轰轰烈烈、很火红的时候，你所能想到就是哎，继续往前冲。
So this is his status.
这就是耶稣当时的一个状况。
And we just finished those verses say Jesus knew.Everyone.
我们刚刚看到就是耶稣他知道每个人心。
This recorded in book of John. That's Apostle John wrote it.
就是在约翰福音约翰使徒所记载的。
And actually when John wrote it is when he was very old.
在我们知道使徒约翰在写这个约翰福音的时候，他已经是非常年迈了。
He looked back what happened.Through Jesus.
他几乎是在回忆几十年以前的事情。
Now he started to remember. Yeah, at the very beginning, right after Jesus performed the very first miracle, at that time I noticed, now I remember, he knew everyone.
他就在回忆中，几十年的回忆中，他领悟到说，对，那个时候耶稣刚刚行的第一个奇迹的时候，他这么的受欢迎，有那么多人呢要跟从他。但是耶稣当时就已经知道每一个人的人心。
He knew what exactly in each person's mind.
因为耶稣不但是知道你人，而且知道你的心在想什么。
And then, after almost 3 months, he started to choose his disciple for apostle.
在这个受很群众欢迎以后的三个月之后，他就开始来选择他的十二个门徒。
So at the time he started to choose the disciples.He knew them already, right?
所以当耶稣在选择十二门徒时，他就已经知道他们，认识他们了。
From the very beginning, I try to illustrate all those 12 players.
那我一开始就给各位介绍这个十二个门徒，这个十二个成员。
He knew Peter is Mr. Never.
他知道每个人都是哦，彼得就是永不先生。
He knew Thomas is always suspicious.
多马呢，就是疑心病重一点。
He knew everyone.
他知道每一个人。
But he put them together.
但是他还是哎，宣召他们，呼召他们，把他们都摆在一块儿。
See nowadays, a company want to hire people, they always try to get resume, and they even go to the Facebook to check this person.
那我们现在公司雇人的话，当然是第一个是履历表，然后今天是高科技的时代，还有人会到上这个脸书脸。网站上去查这个人的背景。
Somebody didn't get a job because he was naked in the Facebook.
有的人因为没有得到工作，因为他在这个书脸上面贴了一些不太好的事情。
So Jesus got all their resume.
所以耶稣知道所有的履历表，他都剪在他的心里。
He checked all their email and tweet.
等于几乎可以说，他把每一个人的这个电子书信，他都检查过了。
So Jesus knew everything.
所以耶稣知道每个他知道一清二楚。
So today we want to focus only one thing. What happened?
所以我们今天要专注的就是一件事情，到底是怎么回事。
He got all this situation, but he himself went to the mountainside.
他所有的事情他都知道的一清二楚，但是他的反应就是他独自一个人到山上去祷告。
He want to be totally quiet.
他要一切都静下来。
Separate from everything else.
跟这个属世的一切东西都隔离出来。
He wanted to pray.
他要的就是一个安静的祷告。
He not just pray, he prayed the whole night through.
不只是祷告而已，而是整夜的祷告。
Such a powerful person, such a wise person. He knew everything. Instead, he need to pray for the whole night through.
这么一个洞悉万事，这么一个大有能力的人，他所要做的事情居然是到这个山上去整夜的祷告。
If he already decided, he doesn't need to check with anybody else. Actually, he already come up with the list and then send the email to those 12, say, you've been picked. Come to my team.
如果他是知道万事，而且已经是打定主意的话，他就不必再去祷告了。他很简单，就是像如果是今天的话，每个人就送一个 email， 就说好了，你被接受了，来吧。
So apparently, the prayer through the whole night, he is arguing, struggling with his father.
所以他能够整夜的在山上祷告，他主要是在心里还是有所挣扎，还是要跟神寻求询问。
Father, should I include Mr. Neighbor? He is so unstable. He even will disown me.
他就问说：“父神啊，我这个绝不先生，我是不是要接受他呢？”
How about Andrew? Always shift responsibility to others.
那这个安德烈呢，老是把这个有点这个把重要责任都
推卸
给别人的。
And how about James and John, these two brothers? They got hot temper and narrow-minded.
雅各跟约翰这一对兄弟党呢，哦，这两个人的脾气很暴烈，很暴烈的。
And about Philip, he only got little faith.
那腓力呢？哦，信心很小哎。
And about Nathanael, he always with bias and prejudice.
那拿单业呢，就是一个很有偏见的、先入为主的一种偏见的人。
How about Matthew? He's a traitor of Jews. He served enemy. He been isolated by the society.
那马太这个税吏呢？他就所谓的犹太人眼中的油尖呢，而且他是替敌人来做事的人。
And how about Simon? He is so get used to violence.
那这个奋锐党的西门又怎么回事呢？他是一个采取暴力的人。
And how about the traitor Judas? Father, really want to include him?
那这个叛徒犹大呢？我是不是真的要把他包括在我的团队之中呢？
Through the whole night, he confirmed this is Father's will.
整夜祷告之后，父神就告诉他：“这就是我给你的队员。”
Think about this.
名单在此。
If you are a CEO, would you like to have these 12 in your company?
各位，您如果是一个公司的总裁的话，请问您要不要这十二个人，包括在你所谓的梦之队里面
？If you know them so well, I guess you know if I have these 12 in my team will collapse.
而且你又对他们每个人就这么的熟悉，这么的知道，你知道说，如果这十二个人是我的团队的话，我这个团队很可能会崩溃的。
But look at what happened after 2,000 years.
但是我们看一下三千年以后又是怎么一回事？两千年以后
，This organization nowadays we call church.Is continue to grow, to grow, to be strong, to witness for Jesus.
2000年后，这十二个门徒 变成了我们现今的教会，然后在不断的继续成长，越来越强壮。
This is not man's wisdom.
这不是人的智慧。
That is from God.
这是属天的智慧。
Because Jesus confirmed, this is Father's will, and I will obey.
因为耶稣经由祷告以后，知道这是神的旨意，我就必须顺服。
Brothers and sisters, to confirm God's will, you need to pay the price.
各位，当你要知道神的旨意的时候，你必须要准备要付上代价的。
Actually, now you know everything. So Jesus' decision to pick up these 12 people is not rational to us.
所以我们既然已经知道答案了，所以耶稣选这十二个人，对我们来说，这是好像不是很合逻辑的一件事情。
Our ability is not the top.It's not a limit.
我们的能力是有一个有一个
极限，
有一个极限的，对。
Because above our ability or limitation, above that, God supersedes everything.
因为在我们这个能力之上的话，是神来做。
If everything determined just by your limitation, you only can do or come out with very limited future.
如果所有的事情就靠我们这个有限度的这个能力的人来决定的话，我们所做成的事情就是非常有限度。
Maybe nowadays you run into a very critical situation. You need to make a right, a correct, a sustainable decision.
也许你现今就面对一个很重要的决定，然后你必须做绝对做一个非常正确的决定。
You are focused so many things as a busybody.
然后你忙着，就是所有的事情都想去考虑的周面面周周到面面俱到。
Or you want to turn to our Father to pray and ask, let me know what is your will.
或者是你转到神的面前，在他面前静心的祷告，然后遵循他的，然后请神告诉你应该去怎么做。
Prayer.Is a ministry.
祷告是一个事工，一个事工。
Prayer is a real thing.
祷告是一个真实的。
Prayer is not just talk.
祷告不是就是那边说说嘴巴动动而已。
Prayer means Father, tell me what you want me to do.
祷告是跟神呼求说，神啊，父啊，告诉我我该怎么做。
If Jesus.Pray the whole night through. Would you pray?
如果耶稣都整夜的祷告的话，何况我们呢？
Would you pray 30 minutes?
您愿意祷告30分吗？
Or even longer?
或者是更长？
We pray sometimes only 1 minute or 2 minutes.
我们经常的祷告就是很短，一分钟、两分钟。
That is why.We don't come up with something really valuable in His kingdom.
这也是为什么我们得到的信息就是一些没有价值的。
Brothers and sisters, let us pray.
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告。
Father, we thank you. You send your beloved Son to us.
父神啊，我们感谢你赐下你的独生爱子。
He truly trusts in you.
他是完完全全的信托于你。
He has the full faith over you.
他对你是有绝对的信心。
He prayed the whole night through.
他整夜的迫切的祷告。
Father, help us.
神啊，帮助我们。
We may pray to you.
我们也能够如此的向你祈求祷告。
And please help us to understand your will for us.
帮助我们能够真的知道你的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.